All right, open phone lines, 248-539-9797. You want some football talk? 835, John Jansen's power surge. Is this the week the Lions are the best team in football?
We'll see.
The JMO stuff. We want to get to your thoughts on the phones, 248-539-9797. There's also a bunch of ticket texts that I'd like to start getting in the mix here. Ticket Texter says, boycott Channel 7 News. Come on, people. But another one says, good for Channel 7 for reporting on something, whether or not it involves their favorite football team. The lieutenant was thinking about a Lions Super Bowl, but the law is the law, reads another unnamed Ticket Texter. This one says, people get off like this all the time, but you want to make it a big deal.
Well,
it depends why he was let go.
Right.
Which is what they're investigating.
And there are individuals in this same situation that maybe they're able to, you know, justify why they have it, or and the officer or the lieutenant, whoever, agrees and they let them off. I think most people would agree more times than not, in this situation, you're not getting off.
He was going to be arrested if he didn't disclose who he was.
Yeah, they were set
That's
to take him in.
That's what triggered this whole cycle of events where the sergeant showed up, and then it appeared that they were still going to arrest him until some phone calls, 30 minutes went by or whatever it was, and somebody between the commander and the sergeant said, don't arrest him.
But I just want to point this out for people who think that Jameson Williams is like a target of the media, Channel 7, anybody on this station or anybody on social media. Like, people aren't out to get him. They're going out of their way to give him the benefit of the doubt here. They're going out of their way to allow him to skirt the law in this instance. Like, it's the opposite narrative of what you're seeing on your social media. Everybody's out to get J-Mo. He's just a good kid. We've heard people refer to him as a kid on the station. He's a grown man. He's a millionaire. He's got responsibilities. He has an obligation as a gun owner, a legal gun owner, to properly travel with a firearm. And it's not something he was doing. And I wonder how often he has been traveling safely with that firearm. Like, he is an adult, and he has been given a lot of grace, and he's been given second and third and probably fourth and fifth chances, because he's a football player. So let's stop this narrative that, like, everybody's trying to tear J-Mo down. J-Mo's trying to tear J-Mo down, and everybody else is propping him up and trying to tell him, stop screwing up.
He keeps putting himself in these situations, you know, and say whatever you want about the gambling one. Say whatever you want about the PEDs. Say whatever you want about this one. This is now the third time that there has been an issue that's not on the field. It's not in the locker room. It's not, you know, dropping balls in the game or making big plays in the game. This is off the field distractions. And I think we all agree, as long as his level of performance is above the level of distraction, now hopefully they can, you know, have some corrective behavior, or maybe this finally is the one that opens his eyes and says, I need to stop doing these things. It's as long as his level of performance is above that distraction, he's still going to be with the Detroit Lions.
You've talked about, hey, you've had teammates that had to learn their lesson, right?
Oh, yeah. And the one that learned it the hardest way was Sean Taylor. When he came into the league, he was acting a lot like Jameson Williams. And then there was an incident. I don't remember what he was arrested for, but he was in court. And it was the one time where I saw, when he returned after that, got that situation settled, he was a completely different individual. And he was a good teammate before, but no distractions, was a guy that did everything right in his way and was a great leader on the field, in the locker room, and in the community.
And you always say teams can get better. People can grow up. Yep. I certainly want him to be a more responsible member of the Lions. I'd like him to be here a very long time. I don't want this to cause his time to be short here.
I think we're all very different people at 30 than we were at 23.
Sure.
I know I'm different at 48 than I was at either of those two different levels. And I made decisions at that young age that maybe didn't show up in the news or wasn't going to cost me as much. But, like, you have the opportunity to make better decisions. And at some point, you got to wake up and make better decisions.
On the subject of learning from it, do you put any stock into his Halloween costume? Dressing up as like an inmate, making light of his issues. Is that a grown-up perspective? I mean, it's Halloween. You're allowed to have fun. Right. But, John, it does feel kind of tone-deaf when that picture circulates.
Yes, the perception is not great.
It's so funny. I'm suspended and can't play football games. I don't get that joke. That's not a funny joke to me.
It's a young person, and in his mind, this is going to be really funny. I'm not gonna stomp or raise any issues with his Halloween costume.
I'm not saying he's not allowed to wear it. I just think it speaks to a level of, like, didn't he go to Vegas right after he was suspended for the gambling?
Yes.
J-Mo, you're not making this easy. We don't want to do this.
Optics don't look good.
J-Mo, Mike in Canton, you're on 97.1.
Hey, boys. So first thing is, I want to say I think J-Mo is incredibly immature, but I don't, with all the information we have available, I don't see the crime that was committed. J-Mo's brother, as a CPL holder, can possess anybody's firearm. It does not matter who it's registered to, whose name it's in. Does not matter. So I think on the surface, this internal affairs investigation, you know, that might be needed just because of, you know, the officers that showed up, the, you know, the things that happened, and, you know, they're trying to find out why it happened the way it did. But at the end of the day, this case would have been dropped by even a decent attorney.
Well, the issue becomes, and you're right, he can possess multiple firearms by being a CPL holder in that. But when asked, Jameson Williams said, yeah, that's mine. And that admission is what changes it.
Right. No, but that doesn't matter. His brother can possess anybody's registered firearm.
Yes.
It doesn't matter whose it was.
Until he says, that's my gun.
No, it does not matter. Now, you can say, I agree with you, he probably should have kept his mouth shut, but the letter of the law says that it does not matter. You can look up the MCL. I'm not going to give it to you now. You guys got a job to do. But it's 100% legal, and maybe the worst thing J-Mo did was use those words to give the officers anything to look into. But at the end of the day, that case would have been dropped in court.
It may have, or it may have been pled down to a misdemeanor. Yeah. We've seen that before.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we've seen it, and it's not out of the question. And that would have been a temporary headline, and it would have gone away. Instead, we've got this, and I think the bigger story probably is the police department more than J-Mo, to your point about needing to make sure that they have their P's and Q's and they conduct themselves the proper way, no matter who is in the car. But from his standpoint, you're flirting with a line right there when you're talking about it's your registered firearm, right? And you don't have a CPL, and you're telling him, it's my gun, you are inviting in that conversation. And the officers on the scene thought it was serious enough for him to be arrested. It didn't end up going that way.
And I agree with you guys. It's not a great look. I think, you know, it could have probably been handled a lot better and maybe not smart on his end. You know, but it's somebody that has spent, you know, decades researching this and teaching this type of stuff. You know, it would have been eventually handled and taken care of, but
Mike,
he probably should have handled it different on the surface.
I was gonna say, and you're a reasonable person. How did you feel about him stressing repeatedly to the officer when he was starting to get a little heat? I play for the Lions. I play for the Detroit Lions. I'm on the Detroit Lions. Does that sit well with you?
To me, that's where another thing with the maturity comes in. I think it was pretty silly how he handled that. And, you know, I hope he can learn from it. You know, but that was a actually bigger issue I had.
Right. This idea that, like, hey, I'm starting to run into some legal trouble, but did you see this touchdown I caught? J-Mo, that doesn't, like, that's not a defense. The defense is my brother is legally transporting both firearms. That's the defense, not, hey, come on, do me a solid here. I play for the, he didn't say, don't you know who I am? But when you repeat over and over again, I play for the Detroit Lions, you are doing the, don't you know who I am, which never sets well with people.
Do you think a Piston could get away with that? Do you know who I am? No.
Who now?
I mean, they look pretty good this year.
You'll talk about piling on. All right, 248-539-9797. We got a ton of phone calls to get to. Power surge before the hour's over. It's 97.1.
Hey, who doesn't love watching great sporting events? Poolside. Why not dive into the best pool in history? That's Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino, you can catch all those big Detroit sports moments at a viewing experience that is absolutely built for you, the sports fan. Hang out by one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen. It's America's favorite place to watch every single Detroit moment, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. We've had some great ones. Swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and it's one nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. You can reserve your place today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Ticket text, phone calls. Jameson Williams, not arrested. Avoids arrest. October 8th was the passenger of a vehicle driven by his brother. His brother has a CPL. J-Mo does not. J-Mo disclosed one of the guns is his. Officers on the scene wanted to arrest him. A sheriff, or not a sheriff, sergeant shows up. Clearly a Lions fan, knows who J-Mo is, makes some calls. The lieutenant fires down. Hey, let him go. The Detroit police are being investigated. They are investigating how that was conducted. We'll get some of your phone calls, 248-539-9797. I do want to read the Lions statement. They released a statement to Channel 7 yesterday. It reads, Jameson made us aware immediately that he was a passenger in a routine traffic stop on October 8th. We discussed the incident with him and have kept the league informed of what we know. We understand he was released without incident or citation. It is now our understanding that the Detroit Police Department is revisiting the matter. Jameson has hired an attorney. We will not be commenting further out of respect for the legal process. It's a good statement.
Yep.
Let's get to Will. You're on 97.1. Will, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good, good. I was just commenting. Like, would this really be an issue or a petty situation, seeming that he had the suspension come up a couple days ago?
What do you mean?
You know. Like, will we be really talking about this if he didn't have a suspension?
Oh, yeah. If this came out on October 8th before the PEDs, this would have been a story.
Yeah, it would have been picked up by all the major papers. It would have been part of the conversation.
And my thing is, you know, him being a young kid, you know, 2 years removed from college, millions of dollars in his pocket, and he's still a young kid learning how to live and not knowing he needs the right people around him to make better decisions.
I know what you mean. Not a kid though, young man. He's a young man. I know it sounds nitpicky, and it really, I know what you mean when you say it. But I'm so many people have called him a kid today, and it almost like, not saying you're excusing him, but I think people use it to try to like excuse what he's doing.
And that's just a sense of mentality and maturism.
Yeah. No, you know, I get what you're saying. He's immature.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It took us all some time to grow up and learn the do's and don'ts and rights from wrong. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the other thing about, you know, even with the police interaction, you know, we've had judges, attorneys, prosecutors, doctors, dentists, all do the same thing, and it's been swept up under the rug. So, I mean, you know, are we going to hold him to a higher standard? Or are we going to, you know, say, okay, it was a mistake that happened. Yeah, they brushed it under the rug. But the good part, he was transparent enough to speak on it, to tell, you know, the higher-ups that, you know, I was in a situation, I was wrong, this, that, to the third. Because most people be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Well, I don't think J-Mo's a bad guy. I don't. I don't think he's a bad person. No. I don't. I feel like even when he got suspended, he said, I got to take it on the chin. When he was involved in this, he told the Lions immediately. I just hate that he keeps putting himself in this position.
Yeah, it's just another distraction. And do I think he eventually gets, you know, or spends time in jail? No. Do I even think that there's going to be charges pressed? Probably not. There's no evidence anymore. The evidence left with J-Mo and his brother.
Yeah, and on some level, it almost looks worse if they add it to after the fact, right? Like, I think for both parties, they're going to want this to go away, which isn't great either, to be clear, because then it's going to look like it got kind of buried.
Well, it got mishandled. And you know, so they got to, you know, all parties got to find a happy medium.
Let's get to E in Southfield. E, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good.
Just wanted to kind of call and say, one, that there was no probable cause for the police to search the vehicle in order to find the second gun.
E, hold on. There was no search. It was disclosed. They asked his brother, are there any firearms? And he said, yes, there are two. So it wasn't a search. And as a CPL holder, he knew in the state of Michigan, you have a responsibility to disclose that you are carrying at the time.
Absolutely. That's the first thing you have to do when you're pulled over when you have a police encounter. I'm saying that there was no reason to believe that gun didn't belong to the brother. The Fourth Amendment says you are secure within your person and property. And so what reason was there for them to believe or even check the guns to see that, oh, this is J-Mo's gun and not the brother's gun?
Well, hold on. They asked J-Mo and he said, that's my gun.
Okay. That came after the fact that all that was going on though, right? That they had already decided, had in their mind that, okay, we're going to be arresting you or you're going into custody or whatever like that. But the other thing, I think a couple callers ago, the guy said, if you are a CPL holder, you have the legal right to be in possession of another person's gun, regardless of whether they have a CPL or not. So if I'm riding with my wife in the car and she does not have a CPL, but she has a legal registered handgun, then I can be in, as a CPL holder, I'm allowed to be in possession of her firearms. So, and the Second Amendment, who cares if it's two guns, if it's 12 guns, 100 guns, I can have it in my car if I'm a registered CPL holder, and they can all be from 100 different people as long as I have permission and they're registered firearms. So I think that's where the police officer kind of got that, is the sergeant or lieutenant or whoever it was got that information to say, hey, you know what, let's let this go, because on any of these accounts, the CPL holder, who was his brother, the gun was allowed to be in the car. Where it was in the car, I could tape it to the roof of my car if I wanted to. It doesn't matter once I have my CPL. So the location of the gun doesn't matter. Yeah, it was under JMO's seat. It doesn't matter. You could say, hey, I put it on the floor in the back seat, and it slid under his seat. So, you know, all of that doesn't matter, and I think that's what it's ultimately going to come down to with this case. Like, that's what happened. So just wanted to provide that insight, fellas. Have an amazing day, and I love the show, guys.
Hey, thanks, E. We appreciate the phone call. John, it's one of the first questions I asked you is, like, where is the law at on this? And my understanding is, and again, I am not a lawyer. John, you've explained it. If you have a registered firearm, but you are in the vehicle, you don't have the CPL, it needs to be stored differently.
Yes. And, I mean, that last caller was right. Yeah, if I'm driving a car and I've got my CPL, I can have as many guns in there as I want.
But your passenger has certain responsibilities if it's their gun, right?
That's as I understand it, and as it's been explained to me by people that know more about it than I do. And now that's where lawyering becomes
super important. And he has a lawyer, he has an attorney, right? I had no belief that this would be,
and that's one of the things in the article that they were trying to decipher was, is it, because his brother has a CPL, was it illegal for Jamison Williams to have his in the car? Like, that's what they were trying to determine, I believe, in the initial phone calls.
John, we could go any different direction here. Is there a call that you particularly want to get out here?
Throw a dart. They're all going to be good calls.
Right, great. We'll just go. Who's been waiting the longest? Quick scan. That's Matt in Hazel Park. Matt, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys? First, I want to say, Jansen, we're going duck hunting this Saturday, man.
Oh, where
trying
are you going?
The Oregon ducks down. No, we're going to put the Oregon duck down. We're gonna go duck hunting.
Okay. Right, yes. Over your head.
Yeah, sorry, we're talking guns here. Yeah, I'm with you. Let's go.
We're going duck hunting. And second, so I'm not a lawyer. I used to work for DPD. So as a CPL holder, yes, you can carry someone else's gun with their permission, but you have to disclose it. But as J-Mo, you got millions of dollars. It costs $100 to get a CPL license. Like, right. Go get your license.
Yeah, it's so super many, easy.
Not even sports people, rappers, movie stars, so many people get caught up by not having a CPL. So the law, if you have your gun and it's in the car, it has to be unloaded, stored in the trunk, and the clip or the magazine has to be stored in the glove box. But with him not having it, if it was anyone else, a regular citizen, it'd be 2 years minimum for a gun charge.
Because it's a felony,
that's,
right?
That's what the law says. Yeah. Yeah, it's a felony.
Yeah.
It's called a felony firearm case.
Yeah,
and you'd do 2 years minimum.
Which is no joke, and I know it's why people are going, well, why is this a story? I mean, he avoided a felony, right. It seems, because the police did him a solid. Now, it may have been pled down to a misdemeanor anyway because of right. some of the devils of the details of this case. But the other point I would stress, and he pointed it out, like if you don't have the CPL but you are a legal gun owner, you have to, as he put it in the trunk or, you know, lock it up.
It has to be locked up, yeah.
Is JMO's brother always driving him around? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know the answer to that question.
For JMO's sake, it would make
sense. His personal chauffeur?
Maybe he is, but it would make sense to avoid needing, like, this. You would think about this. If I was a gun owner who didn't have a CPL, I wouldn't want this potential, like, hole in protection to cause a felony for me. I would get the CPL. You know what I'm saying? Like, put yourself in this position ever, because what if he wants to drive somewhere with his firearm and he doesn't unload it?
Right.
He doesn't store it, then he's putting himself... putting himself at liability. Don't do that to yourself.
Not every gun owner owns guns for personal protection.
Right.
And so if you're carrying it for personal protection, then yes, get your CPL. It's an 8-hour class. In that class, they're going to talk to you about how the different ways and the different laws in different states, so that you don't get caught in a different state because the laws are different. It is your responsibility to know the laws if you're going to travel to a different state with your gun. What those laws are and what safe traveling with a firearm is.
And as JMO told the police, he does have the gun for protection, which is his right. My point would be, if you're going to have a gun on you for protection and you're going to drive around places rather than have to jump through hoops every time to avoid a felony, the CPL is there.
Take the 8-hour class.
Take the 8-hour class. And I would hope if he is someone who is serious about carrying a firearm to protect himself, that he takes that step now, because the last thing you want is to find yourself back in trouble again. All right. We've got the Power Surge coming up next. It's 97.1.
The NBA is back, and FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action, because right now, FanDuel is giving all users 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off or buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA. And whether it's, hey, you know, Lakers are coming to town, you want to see LeBron and Bronny? Or maybe if they're not in town. Victor Wembanyama in San Antonio. Love to watch him in his second year, watch his development. Maybe you want to just see if the Celtics can repeat. Whatever your reason, it's there. New to FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to get 3 months of NBA League Pass, courtesy of FanDuel, and make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. You must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. After 3 month trial, the full price of League Pass will automatically be charged monthly. You can cancel anytime. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We'll reset the facts of the story. Channel 7 reporting. Detroit police investigate why Jameson Williams avoided arrest after a gun was found in the car October 8th, just after midnight. Stopped. His brother was speeding. I want to make sure that we reset where we're at on this. This is a bad look for JMO. It's an even worse look for DPD, the Detroit Police Department, because the way this appears with the reporting from Channel 7 and the body cam footage is that the on-site officer wanted to arrest somebody, in this case, JMO. They had other people show up, higher ranking people who were Lions fans, who suddenly made this go away. That's a bad look. That's something you investigate. That's alleged corruption. That's a much worse look in this story. That doesn't let JMO off, though, because I hate that we say this. It's always something, right? This is the third time that he's missed details, which have led to rule violations, and in this case, a law that may have been violated. And for him, I've said it before, I don't think they should be committed to a long-term deal with this guy right now. I'd be non-committal on a fifth year. Go out and earn your place in Detroit long-term. We can't have you on the sidelines in street clothes because you're suspended, because you're arrested, because of this, because of that. Enough. Grow up. Be a part of this. No one's tearing J-Mo down besides J-Mo. Like, I hate that people say it's the media, it's Channel 7's fault. It's, no, if anything, he's been given extra benefits of the doubt. He's been given, in this case, perks and privilege. It's the opposite of what so many people are arguing on social media, that everybody's out to get J-Mo. No, if anything, the powers that be are giving him special preferential treatment. It's the opposite.
But the thing is, they don't have to be committal on him. They can let him go out and play. They can let him go out and show that he can make better decisions. Can he stay out of any of these issues, whether they're legal with the police department, whether they are issues with, you know, following rules with gambling or performance enhancing, you know, drugs, like, or substances, sorry, not drugs, substances.
Yeah.
Like, you have the luxury of time. He's still only in his third year. Now, in the off season, they're going to have to decide, do we want to pick up the fifth-year option or not? That's a decision, I believe, that happens in March.
Yeah, springtime, I think.
March, April, May, somewhere in there.
I think it's before the draft.
There's plenty of time for him to still make good decisions,
yes,
still go out there and be the teammate while they're at practice, while they are playing games, that we've seen him be. That's not been the issue.
Correct.
The issue is everything off the field, outside of the building, other than gambling inside the building.
Which is, anyway, 248-539-9797. Let's get some of your thoughts on this. Let's get to John and Fenton. You're on 97.1, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Good. I just want to comment real quick on kind of the legality of the situation. A couple callers made some comments about that they were accurate. You know, his brother can possess multiple firearms with a CPL. However, it's going to be a little bit of a trick bag for Williams, I think, because there's a couple factors to consider. Of course, one, he said it was his, and it was, I believe it was registered to him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's all about the articulation of possession. It was under his seat. And, you know, I'm a police officer myself. I don't work for Detroit, but we encounter this kind of thing all the time where you have four guys in a car, four have guns, and the one guy with the CPL tries to claim all four. And you really have to sift through, you know, the factors involved in each situation to determine how you can articulate possession or how you cannot. And in this case, I think he's given a lot of evidence against him to kind of show that he was in possession of that firearm, which without a permit, he would be committing a felony. So I can kind of understand maybe why they didn't arrest him, as far as maybe they didn't feel like they had enough probable cause and they wanted to submit it to the prosecutor for review. However, they could have. And possibly the average person probably would have been. And I think you guys are kind of right. I do think some higher powers got involved and didn't want the high-profile media coverage on this, so they erred on the side of caution.
But now it's isn't it twice as bad now? Like, isn't it, like, you know, it's the whole idea of the cover-up is worse than the crime. Like, isn't it better to just do it right the first time and instead of, like, pretending it's going to go away, then someone digs into it and you say, oh, oops, we didn't follow the protocol? I mean, that's much worse.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, and with body cams, which really are a great thing because they show both sides of the interaction, you know, this comes up now and it makes them look bad. And again, I wasn't there and I didn't hear every word in that conversation, so I can't say they were wrong or right. But I do think they could articulate possession. Just because his brother possesses a CPL does not mean he's in possession of both of those firearms. And being under his seat, I think, is going to be the factor that gets them if they decide to issue. And I do think they will decide the issue because it's become so high profile now.
So
now, whether he gets convicted, that's another story.
Sure.
But
John, let me ask you this. And I don't know the answer to this question, because it wasn't in the article one way or the other. Should they have taken the gun into evidence?
I would have only taken the gun into evidence if I had charges. Because, you know, if you're depriving somebody of their firearm, you have to have a legal reason to do it. So if you're not going to make that arrest on the spot, I don't see any reason to take the gun because you're kind of saying in an unspoken way, well, we believe this gun does belong to your brother, so we're going to let you keep it.
You'd be kind of half wet in that scenario, right?
Right.
Where you're like, well, is it or isn't it? If it is, then it is. If it isn't, then you let him go and then he gets to keep the firearm. But then you lose that piece of evidence
for now
if you go back.
If they do issue, they have no evidence to go back on.
Yeah. which is why I don't know how this is going to end, right? All we can do is talk about what we've seen, what's been reported, what's been discussed. Let's get to Andrew in Tecumseh. Andrew, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I'm just gonna agree with the last caller. Like, you can't just have, you know, firearms willy-nilly throughout the car. You know, if it's under the seat of the passenger, and the passenger doesn't have a CPL, you know, and it's the passenger's gun, you know, that's their gun, and you can't just claim it. And the brother can't, as a CPL holder, your responsibility, you need to make sure you secure your firearm, number one. And so you can't just have it, like, I can't put mine in the glove box and have my son sitting in that spot, because if that's the case, well, that's a problem. That's not, that goes against the law.
So Andrew, is it because, and my understanding, it's because it was easily accessible for JMO, right? That's going to be the distinction here, is that it's his and it was easily accessible. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Your primary accessibility is by the passenger, not the driver. The driver as CPL holder, if I'm driving and I've got my firearm on me, it has to be primarily accessible by me. I can't have it sitting over here in the passenger seat or on the roof, as one caller said, which is completely bonkers. But because it can't be accessible by somebody who doesn't have a CPL.
That makes sense to me.
If his brother was going to claim both firearms, then his brother should have had both firearms in his possession.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah. Put it in your door, or whatever. But it's people calling it, just because you have a CPL does not mean you can just have guns all over the car. It's completely bonkers and not the way that works.
Right. I mean, that makes sense to me, the way you put it. 248-539-9797. Ticket texts have been coming in. We'll reset the story with the details, exactly how it was reported from Channel 7. We'll get deeper into that after the update. It's 97.1.